7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
All power to the people. It's the Bruh Listen Podcast, the black podcast focusing on social political issues and how they affect our community. With your hosts, Cedric Owens, Brittany Brown, Yordanis Kiflum, and Anthony Rogers. Bruh Listen. Bruh Nation, what's good? Back at it again. Bruh Listen Podcast, episode number 89.
Nigga.
But we
creeping
up on that, honey. Yeah, we need to actually figure out what the hell we doing.
Yes, exactly.
We coming at you on Facebook. You can follow Bruh Listen Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just type in Bruh Listen Pod.
Soon to come, Patreon.
And yes, we had a Patreon coming. It should have been done this week, but I hired Brittany.
Done by tomorrow, like I said, my deadline was.
But please support us. I mean, it's plenty of hoes out there selling pussy that we would like to patronize with our service.
That's right. And if you can't afford a Patreon, which is going to be $1 a month, and you'll get exclusive content. You also can get exclusive content if you send a vagina or breast picture to the Bruh Listen Podcast at gmail.com.
I mean, $40.
Besides buying pussy, we also probably get some mics and, hook this shit up.
We are going to get some mics.
But
pussy first, though.
Question. So, since y'all said in 2019, pussy was worth $40, is there some type of inflation, like cost of living
pussy
increase?
No.
It's been $40 since Jesus.
I mean, Comcast done went up.
So, I mean, why don't pussy?
Everything done went up.
Exactly. I'm with Tank. Pussy been $40 since Jesus. It might have been called shillings back then.
Is there some innovative pussy out there I don't know about?
I'm just saying. I mean, inflation, it needs to go up, the price. Everything else going up, why not?
Coochie points. I don't even
know. Coochie points. Listen, God damn it.
See, listen. It's like,
please explain a coochie point for me. I need to know this.
Listen, coochie points is a little different. It's like reverse tricking. It's like, you know, you gave somebody.
Tricking if you got it. Tricking if you got it.
Wet that ass, you know, flip it, rub it down, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm going to say 78 days, man, down the line. Something comes
she
up.
Said 78.
Like, right. I don't know, my car broke down.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm going to make a call to somebody I done gave some good ass coochie to within the last 78 days. Hello.
She said 78.
Ring, ring. Oh, you going to answer.
Coochie points.
You going to look at this phone and say, oh, that's that girl. That
hey, I tell you what, my nigga.
Hello.
Hey, you better.
If I have the nice little sad voice,
you better trademark that shit now.
Yeah, you better trademark it.
Trademark that shit now.
Before I introduce the new voice that y'all hear or whatever, I want to say that if a woman that I've had sex with ever calls me and says, hello,
yeah,
I'm be like, so you're working for the bill collector now, huh?
It's time to collect that. And it can work reverse for y'all, too. You know what I'm saying?
Dick points.
Dingling points.
Dingling points.
Well, Bernation, everybody.
You see a girl you wanted to mess with, you know what I'm saying? Take her out. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't know who y'all talking to, but my name is Reva K.
There you go. Bruh Nation, we got a special guest.
Oh, we started talking about dick and pussy.
First I want to say shout out to your daughter. She's sick.
Oh, yeah.
She's still on the show. She did not get fired, y'all. She's still on the show.
Not yet.
She's sick. But, because I know niggas, listen, with this podcast, automatically when niggas don't be on the show, they be like, oh, they got it lost.
You can't afford
one.
It if I did.
Another nigga went on the way to Matt.
So,
but.
Reba doing a live at this right now. And I think a nigga just said, I want to. I want to clock in on my dick points, my ding-a-ling points right now.
Cash and shit. He got these emojis and shit.
Cash.
No, I'm not standing on pussy.
So everybody out there.
But if I have fucked you and something comes up, oh, yes, you will get a call.
Everybody.
The person that's giving out
vagina points in the background is our guest for the week. Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, my name is Reva K, the comedian.
She a funny lady
in extraordinaire.
Yes, from Jacksonville. Duval in this.
She's been paid money to do comedy, so she's a professional.
Itchy Bind Rings.
I've only been doing it for 6 months, but I humble myself for people who's putting work in, because I'm going to put my work in. 2020 feet running. Let's go.
Absolutely.
2020.
You doing that Instagram shit too? They be making all them videos and shit. Are you like?
I do it every now and then when I feel like it, but that's not.
Yeah,
the
you
main
really
thing.
On that real comedian
I really
shit.
Be on the stage with a mic in my hand.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Mic in you your hand.
I tell you what, them Instagram
hey,
niggas.
Anybody that do good hair shots, I need to get started. I need
Brian
to
just walked
shot.
Out. Brian, we got you. Okay. He'll be back yeah,
he,
in.
Okay,
yeah.
I need his card.
We're always networking on Bruh Listen Podcast. Oh, yeah. I also want to point out that them niggas that do Instagram shit. They drown, nigga, when you get on stage with them niggas or whatever. I did that Ha Ha Davis show, right? And, you know, they had three of us from here open up for him. We did all right or whatever. I ain't killed or nothing, but one of the niggas killed, bro. Like, niggas was giving stand ovation. Ha Ha came up. Ha Ha's funny, bro. But yeah. You can tell that his craft is based on those videos.
Well, see, he a nigga that he really putting in the work, and DC
yeah,
Young Fly
doing, yeah.
really putting in the work. Them two that stand out as really putting in
but
the
see,
work.
This when
some
Ha
of them
first
niggas
tour,
ain't doing shit.
This when Ha Ha first was getting on it. You could tell that like the element of doing a video and doing stand up was completely different to him. Now he didn't do bad. He killed it, but you can
I'm
tell
the show he better now.
Oh, he was good then. I'm just saying it's just a lot of difference
Clint,
or whatever.
Clint Cooley is also a good one. I like he does videos.
I have no idea who that is.
He's touring with DL Hughley. They came.
Oh,
like,
that's what's
that?
Up.
I tell you who's funny is goddamn Country Wayne. Country Wayne funny as fuck.
Country Wayne.
He is hilarious.
His earlier shit wasn't that funny to me.
Earlier shit
that
was everything. You
I know.
Like
I tried.
A couple of
videos.
His earlier
his
shit.
Videos.
Nah,
yeah.
Now.
His videos was funny.
I got to watch him again because I stopped watching him because he wasn't funny. He was
now.
Corny.
He still made videos.
His, funny, his videos was cry funny, though. For
not,
real.
Not his earlier
they
shit.
Really was. They
well,
were like hilarious.
Just hilarious is funny to me.
Yeah, you know what, Brittany.
I ain't
you know, y'all know what? Y'all know what, though? Y'all know what?
But I think I'm funny.
Y'all know what? Yeah. I about to say, y'all know why? Y'all know why? Y'all know why Brittany think Just Hilarious funny? Because Brittany is silly hoe. For real.
Whoa. Now, listen, I'll be a couple of hoes in my day, and I'm okay with that. Silly hoes is not one of them.
What do you mean by that, boy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Man, she always thinking the same
shit. Why I can't be a regular hoe? Now, why I got to be a silly hoe?
You just said that, like, you ain't think Country Wayne
was funny. That's my opinion.
But you think
it's subjective.
You
exactly.
think Just Hilarious funny.
It
I'm,
is.
And I subjectively say you're a silly hoe.
That's crazy because they both was fucking each other.
You know what? And you, nigga, you just a hoe. How about that? You just a hoe.
I wish I was
a
hoe. I wish I was a hoe.
Maybe. I don't know if it passed down through the
Bruh Nation, we actually going to get into some shit today.
We actually going to talk about some shit.
Fuck that shit. First thing we're going to talk about is what, Brittany?
So we're going to talk about, well, we only really got two things to really talk about.
I know. What's the first one?
Let's talk about they upped the age of tobacco sales to 21 now from 18
wow.
at the end of December. Some people didn't catch that
I
for whatever
that
reason.
In the store.
So what's up?
They caught it when they went to the stizzle.
I bet you they did.
They definitely had a copy paste sign that say you must be born.
So let's talk about that.
All the young niggas that can't get their gauze to roll up.
Yeah.
Now they got to go to the Arab instead of the gate that's right around the corner.
Facts.
They got to go all the way down. Well, niggas in the hood gonna be straight because the Arab gonna get you ride up to that motherfucker. Liquors on a bike and you
yeah,
you straight
checking nothing.
But all them suburban niggas out there.
I can't
them.
Go get my backwards.
Yeah.
You know what? You know
does
what?
Does it matter?
I think it matters
to who.
But if you
think,
nigga,
if
I
can go, if I can go die
if they
for
do
my
that,
country
the
at 18, I can't smoke.
Yeah, that's well.
We must finna get that weed.
The theory is that they did it because weed and tobacco products are gonna be in conjunction. So
yep,
when they legalize
yep.
marijuana, they wanna well, already have it at 21, mm-hmm. so they don't have to deal with that.
Correct.
They can't be 21 going in the dispensary.
I feel like whatever age the age is to join the army, that's the same age it should be to drink and smoke.
Facts.
I feel like
if I can go die for my country, then why the fuck
I
can't get
die
fucked
for
up?
These popes?
Right, because after I come back, I want to go get fucked up for the shit y'all put me through.
Right,
I agree.
Saying that a little hard, but all right, my nigga.
It's just choice, though.
My thing is,
I'm
that something
for draft for people who got to be drafted. Yeah.
Well, shit, they ain't drafting niggas in 1964.
All right,
so let's go ahead
and
get into it then. God damn it. Uh-oh. So Trump killed the Iranian dude or whatever.
Trump on some shit.
And everybody think World War III coming, which
you
it might be.
You best not yeah. mess with the United States.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be fire.
That's
in
what,
theory.
That's what that nigga say.
In that quote. Is what he said.
Oh,
that's a direct quote.
Yeah.
Good job, Reba. That's
oh,
a direct
you.
Quote.
You best not. I ain't know I heard a president that say.
I just want to know, though, like what? Before we get into Trump himself, what is wrong with niggas thinking there's going to be a draft, bro?
That nigga.
Everybody, Twitter. I tell you right now, if you play spades with Trump,
you would play spades with Trump.
That would. That would.
Be so much shit on spades. I know who got the bitch on.
If you play spades with Trump, Trump
your best not put down the ace of spades because it's gonna be fire.
I guarantee Trump reneged.
At least I bet it reneged.
And then when you call the book, he gonna be done switching them around on you.
Yeah.
You be like, Donald, you said four books. I didn't say that.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I didn't say four books.
Let me sign this executive order right quick, because what we not gonna do.
I ain't say four books.
Because if you think this is leading to World War III,
yes.
Everything that happens in the Middle East, nobody says is leading to World War III.
Only reason I say,
I let it play out.
We had a little peace.
Jesus, sir. That's Jesus.
The Middle East.
The Middle East,
Jerusalem.
What
that,
about Allah?
That, look, okay.
What if it's Allah?
Why everybody go to war by Jerusalem in the Middle East? Because
that is why.
That is true.
That might be a hood way of saying it, but you on point. I mean, it is all about Jerusalem, little. Because who gave them? First of all,
y'all better leave Jesus.
Man, y'all know what this is about, though, right? Because literally,
it's
about
a big penis swinging contest.
No,
is what it is.
It is a pissing contest.
It is.
But wait, though, literally, right before this happened and went down with the embassy and all that, because the embassy thing, I'm saying that's false flag. But right before this went down with the embassy and everything, they found 55 billion barrels,
nigga,
of oil in Iran.
They said,
so
let
their
me
reserve
get
went up. They reserve went up to 55 billion barrels. So Trump was like, say less.
it's not even Trump. It's America.
Yeah.
America is like, say less. Because does it benefit us to go over there and take over that shit if they got the oil? We got to ride with these crackers. Do we have a choice but to ride with these crackers?
See, here's my thing about saying it benefits us.
But then we already have some type of peace with them
America
at this point.
Is what I mean.
No, because remember the Iranian deal that was signed by Obama, Trump got rid of that shit day one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Of
course he did.
Yeah.
One of them 15, one of them 30 executive orders he signed in less than 30 days. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like the thing is, like when we say, oh yeah, it'll benefit us to get 55 billion barrels of oil. Okay, but my thing is, it's not going to make gas prices go down, and that's going to make the four corporations that have oil richer.
No.
And they're not going to start paying
about,
out more money.
Oil is about more than just money. It's also about power, controlling
it's
that oil.
Who power, though? Niggas don't have no power in America.
No. I'm talking
don't.
American power. America having power directly
Again,
affects niggas,
I get
though.
That. No, it don't.
Because
they don't let you get proxy power.
No. What I'm saying is we live here. So by
again,
the place that we live has power. So that benefits
don't mean
us.
You got power.
Imagine if we lived in a place
don't
that
mean
not,
you
not
got
power.
Power.
Imagine if we lived in Iraq where they have no power.
Let me ask you something.
And another country can just come in and bomb shit. You have no power. That shit matters.
No, it don't. Let me tell
what
you
the
why.
Fuck you mean it don't?
Okay.
That shit don't matter about my nigga here in Iraq.
So when the Nazis had Germany and they took over Europe, they had power, right? Did
what
it
the
back
fuck
when the Nazis
hold on, slow this, slow
when
down.
The Nazis
say it slow.
Controlled Germany?
He said,
yeah. When the Nazis controlled Germany, they had power in Europe. When they took over Europe, they at one point basically
took over something. They took over Russia,
right?
There.
That's Asia.
And when they took over
I'm talking about Europe. They had France, Germany, Poland,
yeah.
Italy,
they had power.
Spain,
they took that shit over, right?
Portugal,
right.
Basically
they took
all
that shit
of Europe,
over, right?
Right? Okay.
Country this big.
So wait. So they took all that shit over. Did the Jews have any power, even though they were German citizens?
No.
It didn't even matter what Germany did and how much they gained,
yeah.
Because the Jews ain't have shit. So that's my point about America.
No.
It don't matter
no,
how much
it,
America
no,
gained.
No, it was bad. It was bad. No, it was bad.
Shit.
No, that was different because it's bad for the Jews. The only reason it's bad for the Jews.
You sure?
Well, let me tell you why.
This
it was bad.
It's
bad. Bad for the Jews because the Hitler was like, let's kill all these motherfuckers. That shit ain't the same thing. Whatever. So we riding.
Before, okay,
they're not gonna say kill all these niggas in the projects in 50-20.
Even before, okay, so let's go to.
I get what you're saying. Though,
let's go to.
They said we need somebody on the front line.
Let's go back then even more. Another country, the Holy Roman Empire, right? They started the Spanish Inquisition, where they would go around and basically be like, "Yo, if you don't believe exactly this thing, da 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 da, you're dead, or you're gone, or you're marginalized, or you're the word ghetto comes from them putting
Correct.
Jews in a certain portion of this
in
place,
slums."
Okay,
right.
So the Holy Roman Empire at that time was the most powerful country in the world, and
right.
It continued to gain power. But those people who weren't Roman Catholics, they had no power.
Well, what did though? I mean, what did they do to them though? Were they slaves?
No, they put them in the ghetto. That's what I'm saying. They put them in the ghetto.
Whatever.
So when they
you're better off than being one of the places that's conquered, because then you'll be dead.
Nah, I don't know about
all
that.
All I'm saying is riding the wave.
I don't know about that, bro. My thing is, at this point, I don't think capitalistic American power gains benefits niggas in any way.
Shit. No, nigga, you know that all the niggas crying about being poor and all this shit and they don't have nothing over here is miles and millions of miles ahead of the poor other countries.
Don't give a fuck about them. It's all relative. It's all perspective. No, it's all perspective.
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Let me tell you. If you're saying that us being as poor as we is, but we still enriched with life and able to do shit, don't matter.
Let me tell you
why. And it ain't riding the wave of the power of America. I was feeling my
soliloquy.
Yeah, the reason why
I want to say Brittany ass is hurting already.
No, my leg went to sleep. We 20 minutes into the podcast. My leg went to sleep.
15 minutes, cuz. 15 minutes.
My leg.
But Brittany, how the fuck your leg go to sleep?
Nigga, I don't know. Ask my leg. I don't know shit. It just went to sleep. What the fuck?
But
you
she,
want?
But she claims she'll fuck you good though, huh? You can't say that.
Whoa, podcast. Whoa, wait a minute. Okay. That's different when I'm sitting on a soft body, versus a hard ass head.
With a dead
and my leg
dead.
And, sorry, it's different when I'm sitting on a soft body versus a hard ass chair. Plus my leg dangling. Exactly.
Throw that dead leg up there. I don't want to know exactly. Why is it that you can perform for a dick, but you can't perform for this show?
Because it's $40, nigga.
Oh,
that's why.
Oh, man.
That explains it.
I have no comeback.
That explains it.
I've been kind of snappy with it.
Brian and the Gander, what you got to say?
Shout out to Brian.
Oh, he was saying $40. He was saying Brian said he got
$40. $40. Come see me after the show. Come see me after the show.
I just, okay. Proxy power.
It tastes good too.
What I was saying though about when you were saying poverty, I'm taking that from you because remember way back when I was like talking about pushing socialism because niggas don't have enough. You was like, it's enough to them, right? So it's all perspective. So to us, this ghetto shit is ghetto shit, and we don't want it. We want more. So yeah, it's better than the niggas in Eritrea. Shout out Udonis, but that's Eritrea. I'm talking about here. Nigga, I don't care about here. I don't give a fuck about Eritrea. So here we need to go up.
Why do I need? I'm good. You good? I'm good here. I have the ability to achieve more here, or I cannot do shit and I still be better than them niggas that's fucked up in Eritrea.
Are you saying regardless of the representation that we have in the White House, if you got shit, you got shit. If you don't got shit, you don't got shit. Regardless.
I was just asking, does the American imperialism directly assist niggas better way of living if
I don't
we're gonna
think
ride
so.
With the shit. If we're not slaves. Now if we're slaves, then it don't matter. Fuck American imperialism.
Because I would like
but
to see
if we're successful along with the American
but
imperialism.
You're marginalizing it.
You ain't successful?
You're marginalizing.
Are you successful?
No.
Why are you not?
I'm not successful.
Why are you
enough?
Not successful?
Because of the limitations placed on me
comparison,
by white supremacy.
Are you
successful, Reva?
I got a little change.
Comparison is the thief of joy. When you compare
Socrates.
When you compare your life
but
to all
his baby
this
cousin,
and that,
you
never gonna be happy.
You got to be tunnel vision with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get what you want and stick to that. Because once you look over here and be like, oh, I want this. Ooh, I want that. That look good.
Everybody
so
not gonna be Diddy.
You ain't got what Diddy do. So
you
saying stay in your lane is pretty much what it is. Understand what your lane is and stay in that bitch. You gonna always succeed regardless.
That's a good way of saying you get out of life what you put into it.
Right.
Exactly.
Two types of
and
niggas
I'm not gonna
world.
Say I'm not yeah, successful because I know I done fucked world. Up in life. I'm as successful as I should be because of the mistakes that I made.
Two types of niggas in the world.
Two types of niggas in this world.
It's
the niggas who are like you who
niggas
say
who can and
you
the niggas
and
that
Reva
do.
Who say that you know, hey man, you get in what you put out. Everybody not gonna be
you
Diddy.
Said that wrong, but I get you.
Yada yada yada.
Yeah.
What else? You put out what you get. What you heard what I said?
You get out what you put in.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then you know everybody ain't gonna be Diddy, and everybody ain't gonna be equal, and this that and the other, and you gotta work hard. Whatever. Then it's a nigga like me who's like, all right, I just want everybody to start off at the damn same point of the race, and then wherever you finish is on you. So my thing is. I want if everybody ain't Diddy, that's cool. But I want to know that you had the opportunity to become Diddy because
not,
I feel like everybody's not Diddy
but
because
you that's life.
That's a thin line between jealousy in a way. Because you want envying something with somebody.
You don't have
has.
No jealousy in my socialist
but,
shit.
So, but you
everybody gonna have a
but
red
that ties car. Into right. your, that ties into your thought process and the feeling of the UBI then.
Right.
And niggas who think like Tank, honestly, niggas who think like Reva, we're not gonna believe in the UBI.
Anyway, well, I ain't got no problem with the UBI because it ain't my money.
No, I get where she's coming from, though, because people would trip about it.
UBI, yeah.
So, on this podcast, we are Yang Gang 2020.
All day.
We support Andrew Yang for president in 2020. He has a platform where he wants to run a universal basic income, which is every citizen in America 18 and over gets $1,000 a month no matter what, just because you're a citizen and they making money off these companies, and we're gonna tax these companies.
We're not being taxed.
And then put it on, put it back in our pocket, so that you have a better opportunity.
I heard they gang was something else.
You have people that's questioning. I was wondering where Kendall was.
He was doing all kind of incredible things. He was down for the not paying for
college
education.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to subsidize college. Right. He wants to do other stuff. What's up, brother? Whole bunch of stuff he want to do or whatever. So. It's all 2020.
2020 niggas is giving hugs.
Yeah.
Right.
All 2020.
That's right.
Big up only 2020. All right, nigga. Oh, you out? You out?
Wait,
everybody, Kendall.
All right, what?
Good intro and good.
Kendall on the podcast. He's going to Texas.
Had to come holler at my family. I love y'all. I ain't mean to interrupt the show, but they showed me mad love this year,
and
a lot of people didn't, so I had to come say that.
You
can't nobody go jump in some pussy.
Some shit?
I know what they all going on.
Hands up so we can get you like a little party or some shit?
Kendall going to get in some pussy.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to slow you up.
Oh. You leaving tonight or you leaving tomorrow?
Oh, wow.
You leaving tonight or tomorrow?
Leaving for what? He going right now.
Kendall said this.
You got the $40 then.
Yeah, you got $40. 2020
to hear the $40.
I just want y'all to know, Kendall said that something is better than pussy. If you heard him in the background, he pulled money out of his pocket. Uh-huh. It was an equivalent of $74.
Oh, wait a minute. Count that bitch.
Don't pull it out again.
Count that bitch. Count that bitch.
Calm down, Tank.
Count that bitch.
You know Tank got robbing DNA. Tank see the nigga pull out his money. He starts sweating.
You living tonight?
Hey, we love you, cuz.
Love you, man.
Appreciate you.
Wherever the fuck you going.
Y'all got to witness Kendall's homecoming.
Homegoing. On the show, live.
On Bruh Listen Podcast. I know it's a lot of ladies on this show right now. Like, damn, I ain't even get to put it in his mouth. Listen, you can inbox him at Kendall Blunt, my world, whatever.
Universal Alkaline. KendallBlunt@gmail.com,
904-508-2683.
What up?
Last thing before you leave, Kendall, whenever you do it live, do not start that bitch with 10 seconds of you just doing this. Whoever stole this nigga car or whatever the hell you were talking about, boy, they need to bring that shit back. And that nigga was mad.
Like I said, fuck it.
All right, yeah.
I don't hurt for no car.
That's right.
All right.
Kendall the best.
Travels, my nigga.
I'm out.
Kendall the best. Shout out to Universal Alkaline for appearing on the show.
Spring break.
He wants us to come to Texas.
You ain't make no food for us before you left. You ain't make us nothing to eat.
You say what?
Okay.
You can order whatever you want. Reeves requesting to order shit. You know, we usually don't order Papa John's on the show because they racist. We go with five-star pizza.
Yeah.
Papa John's ain't racist. They just nasty.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. Ooh. Now that we back in the show, okay, and Kendall's gone. Bye, Kendall, bitch. Listen.
Catch you, bitch.
Tate just said Papa John's is not racist. They just what?
They just nasty.
The pizza tastes nasty?
That's nasty.
Bro, they racist.
It tastes like grass.
The nigga who owns the company and still is the CEO said, and I quote, "Why I can't say nigga? Colonel Sanders used to say it all the time."
No. That's not
Colonel
how he said it.
Colonel Sanders owned some niggas. Colonel Sanders had a nigga who made the Living Earth spices. Love.
You know you heard that lady.
Colonel Sanders dropping you know that when, chicken. You think the white man in that time was dropping some chicken and some grease?
I'm not stopping.
He owned the nigga that did that.
I just want to tell y'all.
Come on, stop playing.
If y'all can see Reba's face when she said chicken, it was the most nigga face I've never seen. A nigga look more black.
Say watermelon.
The chicken was worse though. Because you crackers love watermelon. Y'all just trying to put that on us.
Watermelon is a good refreshing fruit in the summertime, and it really is.
Watermelon's delicious.
It's great.
A lot of people don't like it though. Apparently,
I don't fuck with it.
See, no, Tate don't fuck with it.
Why?
Ain't sweet enough. I like sweet shit.
Okay, I can take that though. I can take that.
Yellow meat.
Yellow meat watermelon.
The yellow watermelon.
Yeah, you talking about, you know,
the golden watermelon.
I'm just talking about a cooked Chinese person.
She said yellow meat.
Yellow meat. Nah, I don't know. Yellow meat. I never had that shit. That's what they get. They got that shit in the hood.
Yeah, you can get one.
I mean, you can go to the farmer's market.
You can go to your local farmer's market or local.
Yo, okay, so white niggas. Niggas
Piggly Wiggly.
In honor of Kendall, who just walked out, fake ass vegan, why y'all niggas don't go to the farmer's market?
He's eating ass vegan.
That's what that nigga is, too. But why y'all don't go to the farmer's market more often?
I do. I go to the farmer's market almost every weekend.
I like Fresh Farm Fields off University. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you gotta go to the farmer's market, man.
My phone did.
Like, you gotta roll to the farmer's market, get fresh food, fresh herbs, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I like the farmer's market.
Brittany, how you feel about imperialism affecting niggas? Since we back on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Imperialism is basically what America is, Reba.
Hold on. Yeah, can you tell me what imperialism mean right quick as I'm doing my
Niggas
imperialism definition.
Do it means you're creating an empire.
What, yeah, by the American empire, do niggas benefit from America being an empire?
Oh, no.
And why not?
No, I don't think they do, because they don't set shit in place for us now, unless we're the ones that's creating it.
Why do they have to set shit in place for us? They just have to stop fucking with us.
Hey, they say a policy of extending a country's power and influence through diplomacy?
Yeah, diplomacy. You got it.
Good job, Reba.
Or
why you tell good job? Like this nigga, got a GED in his bitch. She graduated.
You went to RV Daniels?
No.
Whoa, I did. I went to RV Daniels and Susie Talbert and James Weldon and Stanton and Rains.
I went to Holy Rosary, Potter's House Christian Academy.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And Rains.
Listen, middle school.
Hold on. I got to get Brittany ass real quick. I just want to point out.
And I was in the gifted classes.
The two niggas I know that went to RV Daniels, Tim and Brittany, are two of the dumbest niggas I've ever met in my whole life.
You got me? Nope.
You went to RV Daniels, didn't you? Where you went, Tim?
I went there proud. Yep, I did.
Wait. For everybody out there who listening who don't know what the fuck they
talking about.
Is RV Daniels the short school?
No,
short
it wasn't. It wasn't.
It's a short bus guy. Go there.
Everybody got a short bus section in their school.
Everybody. Next.
Yeah, you're right. Me. We ain't going to fuck with the slow people.
Yes, and they're not slow.
Shout out to everybody with a learning disability.
Thank you.
I have dyslexia. Right. And
you're a fucking genius.
Oh, thank you, Reba.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna shoot you my number before you leave. When girls call me smart, you gotta get this dick.
Exactly. I should have warned you about that shit. Should have warned you about
anyway,
that. That was like you shooting your shot in real life.
He's a habitual.
That's what you shooting.
Yeah. Habitual dick. What's the word?
You don't realize it, but you just gave him a reason to shoot the shot, nigga.
I'm just trying to figure out, do imperialism help niggas? That's all I'm trying to
figure out. And how y'all describe it, and it's giving the country more power, I don't think so. And the reason why is the country itself tolerates us here, even though we built this shit.
That's all I need, goddammit.
So to be honest with you, it'll give them a reason not to really tolerate us.
You think they're going to go back to what? So enslaving us?
No.
They can make things a lot more difficult.
That's all I need. I want to say something. I just thought
Jim Crow.
You said that it's not because
why you keep going back to what
God
I'm saying?
Because goddamn it, you the only motherfucker.
I stand on what I say.
I know you do, you motherfucker. But listen, I just want to point out though that you were saying that like it would be different if we were slaves or whatever. It is a certified fact, and we've all agreed that the justice system in America is set up to make niggas basically a form of slave. Imprisoned niggas.
Well, I didn't say. I want to say that. I didn't say that this shit is perfect in no sort of way.
Fix the justice system.
Because it is. But I think that a lot of this shit is shit that we could do ourselves.
Fix the justice system. Diminish poverty. And even out the social
poverty. That's not the government
I'll
job.
Tell you somebody who can. Yang Gang 2020.
All I'm saying is, I don't like. This may be how you like to call my libertarian way.
Yeah.
I don't cracker. Think it's not 100% on the government to fix poverty.
I figured it out, too, because your granddaddy white. See, me and Tank cousins. Your granddaddy
hell.
Everybody need to know the truth.
Hold on. You said your granddaddy
a porch nigga, huh?
Oh.
He didn't in the
wait
house.
Wait a minute now.
You wasn't quite good enough for the
we finna throw all this shit up.
He's a real porch.
Wait a minute.
You just cleaned the porch. So
you make sure my porch clean, boy.
Now, boy. 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 So
you
wait
can't then. Come in the house, but you ain't good enough for the field.
All power to the people. It's the Bruh Listen podcast. The Black podcast focuses on social political issues and how they affect our community. With your host, Biscuit Baker, Brittany Brown, your daughter's kid, and Anthony Ryan.
Don't forget the porch sweeper. The porch sweeper.
What's up, Bruh Nation? Back again hey. With this porch sweeping ass nigga right here.
That nigga from that great granddad is from Indiana too. You know that's where the Klan started.
Hey, listen, my daddy from Gary, Indiana, born in 1941.
But see, Gary, Indiana, full of niggas though.
Niggas.
Yeah. High school.
Yeah. I thought you had a bell pepper, Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah.
My daddy knew Joe Jackson before all Michael got here.
The comedy hour.
Your daddy old as fuck.
He said that damn Joe ain't give a fuck about them kids.
Wait.
Your daddy's gonna lie?
No, God rest his
soul. Oh, man.
I was about to say, I want to ask your daddy, it was Joe Jackson the devil for real? Because that nigga look like Satan.
Wait, he said Joe had all the women in there, Gary.
I bet he did. And the men.
So let me ask let me go back.
You never know.
Because you said
all that shit coming out.
You said that his granddaddy was half white.
Right.
Acknowledging
and
his
great granddaddy was white.
Right. White as a motherfucker. Blue eyed.
But
blonde,
he's half white and half black, right?
Who was half white?
Your granddad. He half white and half black, right? Okay, so does that make him a cracker or make him a nigga?
No, his granddad
a cracker.
Oh, okay, I just want to know. Cause
it's a cracker.
I was about to get on your ass.
Is that necker or a cracker? Which one you want to call?
A cracker. Boy, I ain't never heard that before.
Getting your ass right now, nigga.
A porch cracker. Listen, the reason why I bought up your cracker ass granddaddy. Oh, wait. Uncle Jeff in there watch this, don't he?
Oh, shit.
Sometimes. Shout out Uncle Jeff. but
how you doing?
The reason why I brought up your cracker ass great granddaddy is because I'm telling you, bro, the reason why you cool with that libertarian shit is that white imperialist.
Little bit of white in me.
Yeah, because a real nigga would love cracker in me. But wait, who's the other nigga we know that's
whatever,
libertarian?
Whatever, you get pulled over, you the real nigga. Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Who's another nigga we know that also got white in his blood, but he's a libertarian, capitalistic son of a bitch?
You damn right, goddamn
you crack bloodline niggas.
And you know what? I want to say, I agree with a lot of stuff that E-Red say. Don't let these
shout out E-Red.
Look, don't let these
you
niggas
fucking imperialistic libertarian cracker.
Don't let these niggas hold you down, E-Red. Fuck them.
I tell you what, when we in the field, your motherfucking ass better be quiet, Sam. That's what you better be.
Hey,
y'all need to go see that movie, Harriet Tubman.
Sam's.
Whoa, that movie's so good.
You seen it? See, listen.
Listen, that movie is everything.
So everybody boycotted it because of. Because people tired of slave movies, number one.
I just didn't watch it because I'm tired of slave movies.
That shit was the power
number two, something to do with the producer. Then number three was people was boycotting Comcast at the time, so they wasn't fucking with it. But
it was a good movie.
I will say this.
That shit was
I haven't seen
that
it yet.
Shit was everything.
Every single person I heard that saw it, they was like, it was what's up.
I'm sick of that shit.
That shit was everything. And shout out to Janelle Monáe.
She Janelle Monáe in the movie?
I'm sick of seeing
who she played.
She played like the lady that helped.
I know she ain't play Harriet.
I don't want to see another slave on TV.
I'm with Tank.
I don't want to see no more.
I agree with that.
See them in power from themselves.
But like me and your Donna told you, so just let a nigga have their movie, bro.
Now, ain't like 12 Years a Slave. 12 Years a Slave fuck everybody up for the slave movies. I have to admit.
Yeah.
I watched 12 minutes of that
what
shit.
What that bitch said.
That shit be fucked up.
She said, I can't deal with
that
shit.
Listen, that Harriet movie would change your motherfucking life. I took my kids to see that shit. And my son was like,
what about the Harriet movie that we don't already know about Harriet Tubman that they ain't shoved down our throats in school?
Some people don't really
know
about
that
shit.
Why I'm not going to watch the Harriet Tubman movie? Because I know for a pure defect that Harriet Tubman is one of the ugliest women to ever walk the face of the earth. And they got this beautiful ass woman.
They ain't making realistic.
There's not a woman on earth ugly enough to play Harriet
Tubman. So
but y'all look at these old ass pictures of Harriet Tubman think this is what shit is. Because that's what they put out on the history book.
So when her pussy be for
who Harriet Tubman? That's a fucking lie.
No.
Harriet Tubman ain't got the $40.
No, you said all pussy is $40.
Not
so
Harriet Tubman.
That did it with
that's
the $40.
Not that's not pussy.
Harriet Tubman went back to slavery to find her nigga. Come on now.
That's pussy.
A lot of
the reason why She started this whole Underground Railroad because she went to go fuck back for her nigga. But the nigga had to.
All right, then it's $40.
Yeah, it's $40.
It's $40.
Hey, I don't know. The nigga married somebody else.
Now, Jax, though, yeah.
While she got free. So then she was like, fuck it. I'm not fucking with that. Went back to Philadelphia. I said, wait a minute. That shit was too easy. I think I could get some of my niggas to come back up here. And that's how that shit started.
$40.
It was always behind. It's
so you ain't never you ain't never fucked no ugly people.
I gotta watch
that's a real story.
Watch the movie.
I read a book. But look here, the next slave movie good. That I watch is gonna be Free State. I ain't seen it yet.
Free State of Jones is good.
Oh my god, that shit was everything. How the fuck you ain't see that?
I know a lot about apparently, John Brown.
Apparently, Reba
John, Brown, every movie is everything.
Hey, I got to watch all my niggas. Anything with blackface,
John
watch
Brown
your
is
ass.
My favorite white person ever.
Listen. Yeah, John Brown is a GOAT. But see, again, we've talked about
movie.
John Brown on here several times. Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
Niggas don't know who John Brown is.
Nigga, he had his sons in with the shits.
Yeah, got man. Them. You had to, though. You had to. You don't
he
know
was, he
John
was about
Brown?
To go down to the
Whoa.
South.
He was break.
No, not what? John Brown. I don't know about the movie. I was
okay,
about.
Continue.
See,
I'm
you
sorry.
Be ready to John jump
John Brown.
On my
John
ass.
Brown.
We was about to educate you. That
John Brown went to Harriet Tubman and said, "Hey, Harriet, I'm about to go down here and fuck these crackers up." Harriet was like, "John Brown, slow down.
Everybody,
wait a minute."
Everybody told John, "Chill out.
I'm with you."
John said, "Let's kill
but
all
But I got
crackers.
To do this. Then he went to Frederick Douglass. And he said, "Frederick, I'm about to go down
he
here
said, you
and
down
attack
or not?
The South and free some niggas." Frederick was like, "Look, man, you're playing too crazy."
You know what Frederick said?
"I'm doing this.
A
I
slave is not
you.
On the window pane oh, of no. the ceiling of the night." And John was like, "Do you want to shoot me,
or not?"
John said, "Fuck this shit, nigga."
Frederick Douglass is a great man.
Yes,
if
he
you want to read about the plight of
oh, yeah.
a black man as a
Listen,
slave, if you want to read about, if you want to read about like what he went through,
was
and stuff
he smashing
like that,
Harriet?
No,
nah.
But
we don't know.
He was
that nigga that was getting the niggas
what
in
that
there, signing them niggas off as free niggas.
Listen,
when
Jax.
They got over that line. I think they was
fucking. Listen, Jackson. You said.
I don't
want to
find a way out
of
this.
He was the one who got her into the Underground Railroad. Was the
you
one.
Said
I
no.
Think,
wait
I think
minute.
He was hitting
you
that.
You said no, they wasn't fucking because he was married. But you also said.
I know.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
All the niggas was
nope.
fucking.
You also
again,
said.
They fucking in. They fucking not.
If we have. No, I'll save that for my final thought. Go ahead.
What you was about to say about Frederick Douglass?
I was going to. Okay, first I want to address Brandon. If the universe is vast, so everybody's got
go
a side nigga.
I want to go there.
That didn't apply.
I wasn't going there.
In 1874 or whatever
it
was.
It's a different time.
It's a different time.
They said side bitches.
But. What I was going to say about Frederick Douglass
Whole
is he's an amazing person to read about or research or enter into or whatever. But at the same time, though, Frederick Douglass is not, to me, he's a black hero, but not in the same sense as
Nat Turner
or even a Martin Luther King or even a Malcolm X.
Explain what I mean.
Or whatever.
Well,
I can see Nat Turner was a paperwork type situation. He was the admin. He was the brains. Is what you saying?
Nat Turner,
I think he was a storyteller.
Nat Turner was a fighter.
Frederick Douglass was a survivor. He's a testimonial. Okay. He's a person that you know.
And this goes right back.
And a diplomat.
Oh, so see, he wasn't
this goes right back to my point about how we can't just call niggas coons and shit because some niggas is just trying to work their way
They're
through the system
live.
That it is. That's why I don't like calling.
Frederick Douglass is not a coon.
I don't like calling Steve Harvey coon. I don't like calling
Steve, you coon ass nigga. Go ahead and
Jay Z,
coon.
Stephen
A.
Smith,
you coon ass nigga.
Don't y'all call Jay Z
trying to work.
All
Stephen A. trying to work through
nigga.
The system.
Anybody else you want to name?
Know what I'm saying?
You want somebody else?
Frederick Douglass.
You want somebody else? Tell, give me another coon ass nigga.
Frederick Douglass.
He pointed to himself.
Tim, you coon ass.
Well, that's certified.
Cool
Sonova.
Right,
but look,
cool,
but all I'm saying is,
oh, right. I got one. Hold on, real quick. Motherfucking Herman Cain, you coon ass. All right, nigga.
No, he is not like Jay Z or none of these niggas. But
Ben Carson,
cool y'all name it real coon. See, that's why
oh,
I like putting these niggas in the same category.
Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice, nah, I don't think
she's
a coon
not a
though. Coon. Now, do she associate with white people? But that go by what the tank
That's
say.
Frederick Douglass.
The part I agree with him. Yeah, Condoleezza might be and Colin Powell. They probably Frederick Douglass. The reason why I say they not, though, because yes, they was with the Republicans, but remember, black people started off as Republicans. Yeah, and right. they're like, people don't realize Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice's parents were like prominent Republicans back with Dr. King,
Dixiecrats,
who was a Republican,
yeah,
or whatever. And then the Dixiecrats flipped it and went to the Republican side. A lot of people left, but they ended up still over there, and they worked with the people they knew.
I only judge young black Republicans, not the older motherfuckers.
But
Kanye done lost his mother.
Kanye out of his mind. But yeah, Kanye a coon. Good point. Coon ass nigga.
That's coon.
I agree. But that's a Sambo coon. Yeah, he's a Sambo coon.
Why don't even like to call Kanye?
Both of his eyes black.
Yeah. But Condoleezza though. Condoleezza and Colin Powell, they navigate the system. The reason why I say they not coons is because when all this shit started going downhill, even before Trump with that Tea Party shit, they was like, all right, I'ma head out. I ain't fucking with y'all. We'll help y'all, you know, establish imperialistic power.
And they still like Republicans. You were
saying earlier. Right. But they definitely ain't was about to be fucking with what the fuck Trump was on, or what time the Tea Party or Ted Cruz or any of them was on. Right. And yeah, they Republicans, but it's like our buddy Alonzo, who's a Republican. He's a Republican from back in the day when motherfucking Lonzo niggas was old a Republican. As fuck. Yeah. Alonzo old as fuck, look like he 27. That's a 60-year-old niggas y'all can still smash.
Hey.
Right
there,
Alonzo like white pussy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Ever since Alonzo got out of his situation, Alonzo messed with only black women, I believe. I talked to my dog.
Oh, yeah?
He has come to the light.
Well, I got to have a conversation with Alonzo.
Alonzo, if you watch it, come through, bro.
Slide, Alonzo. Let's see what she's looking like.
Alonzo, we got a candidate right here for you.
He's an old school nigga.
He is an old school nigga. Now, Alonzo, the oldest of the old school.
Open your door for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. That nigga might as well be Luther Vandross.
But if you talk back, he might just backhand your ass. The old school.
Ooh, that sound like my daddy. He used to backhand my mama.
Oh, my God. Imperialism.
Like a motherfucker.
Bitch,
I said what I said. Hey, I was listening to, you ever watch basketball? What's the movie, Love and Basketball?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Listen. I want to watch it, the part. I'm watching the part when the mom and the daddy of Q was arguing, and he took his ass over to the neighbor house to get his rest. During that walk from this window to the neighbor house, you got to listen to the whole argument. That nigga told his ass. He said, how about you just leave? No, you leave. I bought this house and I buy another you. Ooh.
Shit.
Ooh, I would have left. I see why she got another husband.
Again, because, imperialism. Baby. Tell me how this helping niggas come.
Shut.
Because the nigga clearly.
What?
Clearly the nigga from Love and Basketball who told his wife that I'll buy another you. That's some capitalistic shit.
Wait, that's a motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
I bought you leave. I bought this house. I bought this house like I bought you.
$40.
Yeah.
It's 2020.
You're right.
Wait, is this our first episode of the new year?
Yes, it is.
2020. Oh, my God. And it has a purpose to be here.
I had told niggas. I said, listen, in 2020, it's a new year, new pod. Nigga, we going to be envisioned. We going to have niggas being professional as fuck.
This was a good night. We professional right now.
It's a disaster. It's on the rails. Ain't shit professional. Brittany got up in 10
my
minutes.
My boy over here had no Wendy's fries for me. I hope he would have bought a nigga some fries from Wendy's.
Reba Turk. Your Donnie ain't even fucking show up because
she's
sick.
I knew I should have put an order in.
Cub
I
white.
I watched that nigga walk right out the door. And I ain't putting out one order in.
Brittany.
You right. First, and I ain't even mad.
Donnie's.
You right.
Reba trying to get a Wendy's order.
I'm right. My bad.
You hungry, dog?
I am. Got
we gotta start having food.
Y'all got
on
a
the
Lunchable?
Pod.
That's why I brought my shit.
Yeah, I got no Lunchables in this bitch.
Nah, my daughter 13.
I love Lunchables.
Lunchables are out of the question. Anna better eat bread and water and call it a day. That's communist food, cuz.
What?
Lunchables went a long way.
Yeah. Okay, so before we go, let's talk about one more serious thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, serious thing. Serious. What are we talking about? What's serious?
Trump, one more time.
Fuck him.
So. We was talking about the proxy war, how he started all this or whatever.
I call Trump.
Do you
should
so
not.
You had asked earlier, so I'm gonna ask you, do you think this gonna be World War III, cuz? Finally?
It's been so many instances where shit could have popped off the World War III and it hasn't. It's like Jesus returning. I just wait till the shit happens. Maybe it is, maybe it ain't. I'm not gonna bet either way or
Humble day,
that's Jesus. The only thing that made me uncomfortable, cuz, is the fact that I'm kind of afraid with Russia and China have already thrown their support behind Iran.
Well, they was already doing drills, military drills, yeah, with Iran.
Hoping this nigga will get out of
all
fucking
war. Well, we impeached him, but ain't no way he getting out of office.
They should know we not fucking with the nigga, so they should just attack him.
And to be honest with
well,
you,
if
impeachment of our president should be national news.
Well, if you,
especially
if,
when they have the whole
well,
world
it is.
War
it is. If you start a war, though, if you can't impeach a sitting president during the war, during wartime.
So that's what he doing.
God damn it.
I don't know.
He got some goddamn good lobbyists.
It ain't the dumbest thing he's ever done.
He got some really good advisors. Well, I tell you what, he got some smart ass advisors.
I tell you what.
I don't think Trump is behind none of this shit or whatever. I think it's really the. Because war motherfuckers want to go to war. He got these motherfuckers.
It's like Senator Dooku and Emperor Palpatine.
He's a fucking idiot.
He's a puppet.
Not even a puppet, because maybe. He's just an idiot himself.
He don't give a fuck about nothing. Listen, Trump being in office is a bad joke that just went too goddamn far. And he know it.
Well, this is what
happened. Now he got to ride with it.
This is what happened when people.
Typical man with pride.
This is what happened when people who know the power of their vote get behind the ideology that's detrimental to everybody else. But the niggas who are detrimental to don't give a fuck.
When Trump got in office,
this
he was
what
like,
happened.
Trump probably was surprised that he won. And when he won, he was like, he woke up like, oh shit, now what I
if
do?
If you want to see if Trump was surprised or not, all you have to do is look at the photo of him and Mike Pence looking at the results come back in on election night. And Trump sitting there shitting on his fucking diaper like, oh my God.
I gotta be the president.
I just wanted to start a TV network.
Correct.
Yeah. So
now what I
do? But guess what? The nigga president, and he want to stay president, and he's gonna become king if y'all niggas let him and don't vote for Yang in 2020.
Yang ain't 2020.
I like the Asians.
Yeah, me too. Especially when they run for president.
I wonder if Yang got a big meat though.
No, bro. Asian, bro. What we doing?
Right? I don't know. Some Asians. I don't know. He might surprise us. He's different type of Asian.
You know what? No homo. Brittany, I need you to Google that.
I'm gonna look
and
that
find
up.
Find out is there any Asian with big dicks?
You know what? That'll be an episode on the casting couch coming soon. Go ahead.
I'm telling you like this, Brittany.
I'm not looking on no motherfucker. I'm not putting that in my search engine. big dick Asians.
Let's be clear. Let's check your search engine, because I'm pretty sure that's not the worst thing that you probably have put in there.
If you find some Asian bitches trying to fuck Asian men,
if you do that, if you
have mother might have a big dick.
If you put in big dick Asians in your search engine,
well,
the next
time Yang 2020.
Next time you type in big lots, bone nose,
anything with the big.
What up, man? Vic just floating through the dough.
Good
y'all
luck
know
with
vegans
that.
Don't walk, they float.
Especially with that gallon of water.
So that furthermore lets us know that Kendall not a vegan.
Vic, do you think that World War III is upon us? Vic is a military vet, right, Vic? So he's a veteran. Vic say, nah, he ain't coming. Oh, you a secret agent still? I thought you was a nigga that go work on houses.
Oh my God, what a secret.
I can get your roof done for you for about $5.75.
That's what I thought the nigga was.
And Vic, like, you know what? I'm about to head out.
I thought Vic was a maintenance man. I ain't know the nigga was damn secret agent. That's why you going to all these
this
houses.
This whole time.
You know your mystery, man. You
been fixing my goddamn AC. You been right here.
Putting a spy cam in your
bitches.
Shit.
Goddamn.
It's just a cover up.
Do you know what that mean? Whenever it's a spy, you go with the opposite. Of what the spy say. So
it's all a cover up. It's a trap.
So he said it's not World War III. So guess what it's going to be?
Do you think we? I'm not asking Brittany.
Yeah, Brittany, we gonna ask you.
My opinion.
I don't know how in tune you are with the historical prominence of the Middle East.
See, but I do listen
and watch a lot of stuff.
I think a lot of people throw that out all the time, like the Middle East been beefing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the world been beefing.
Yeah, I'm talking about the intricacies of what the fuck is. Like the background of all this Iraqi
yes,
shit.
I actually
kind of
been
the shit got
well, abreast to it. But.
That last thing, because the shit got fucked up because of us, because we killed goddamn Saddam.
Mm-hmm.
Like that left
destabilized.
Correct.
Then,
like we always do.
We left all the troops leave or whatever. If you're gonna destabilize the shit, you got to leave the troops there, because what the fuck gonna happen when the troops leave?
Correct.
It's gonna be an influx of these.
But we
terrorists
done that.
Who mad that y'all done bombed out. Y'all
but
done killed my goddamn cousin.
We
yeah.
done
they
that.
Killed cuz.
That's our MO. That's what we do. We go in and we do that shit, and we just be like, all right, we're gonna pull out. But we do that. No pun intended.
I just want to know why is it that, like, we don't realize what's going on? Like, Iran's the Persians, bro. They're Persians. They've been hated in that area.
I just don't want y'all to be messing with these God-touched people, man. I don't know why.
You think so?
Who is the God-touched people?
Oh, boy.
The Israelis?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Are we going to get into a history lesson?
Here we go. Here we go.
All right. I don't know if we have time.
We do actually have time. Apparatus.
Jesus.
We got time.
So,
hey, I got to pee. Hold on.
Go ahead. Handle your business.
Oh, I can say it on live, huh?
You can say whatever you want.
Before you get into your syllable, just know the people that's in Israel are not the original people that are from that land.
I don't know if we have a school. I don't know.
We are the original people.
Oh, shit.
I don't know about you either, nigga.
What's your 1%er? I'm gonna point this out though. I think we addressed this before, but Israel is a country created by the British and the rest
white
of
people.
The Allies
like
after
people.
World War II, because they wanted to give just the Jews something as compensation because everybody will take reparations except you.
So
man.
All you motherfuckers who ain't these white people, because I don't know why they just named them motherfucking Jewish. I hate that
they're
shit.
White.
Like they're not fucking Jew. Who are these crackers?
I don't know.
Yeah, damn
you know
it.
What's funny how
they get the niggas out
Italians
and they got these crackers here talking
Jewish,
about they Jews.
Italians, the Irish and the Jews came over here and the crackers like, I don't like them. And I'm like, but they like they y'all. So what the fuck?
You know, white people white people in general have always been like, we're going to marginalize everybody. And like that's why they have little clans and shit like that. And that's why Napoleon didn't work. Because Napoleon was like, we all white, just be French. And motherfuckers in motherfucking Poland was like, I'm not fucking French. I like sausages.
And what
know, whatever the fuck
the
Polish
ass.
People like. And so that shit broke apart because Napoleon's brand of imperialism didn't work. However, Israel should not exist as a nation. Fuck them. That's how I feel. Although I feel like,
well, we finna get banned
like,
again for 24
like
hours.
For being a politician, that's blasphemy. Nigga, your career over with, you say that shit.
Well, I guess I'm not running for city council.
Yeah, this podcast about to get banned for 24 hours.
You think I'm
getting
banned? Why is it? I don't have the right.
Listen, Israel is.
If I got banned for posting a picture of a bitch's ass, you gonna get banned for saying fuck Israel.
Back to my point of niggas having to ride with America because we live here.
Black people here first.
Oh, go ahead, Vic. Vic is about to drop knowledge.
First of all, Vic, you whispering and we doing a podcast. You might have to bring your ass over here.
Vic, what? So you do think World War III is about to drop off?
No.
Or is it complicated, Vic?
Would you like to share my mic?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Vic.
Vic, this is Reva. Reva, this is Vic. This
Hello,
is our
Vic.
Guest
Hello,
and comedian.
Comedian extraordinaire.
Huh.
All right.
Man, I don't like the way you talk, man.
Come on, man.
He was smooth as a motherfucker.
Stop trying to vocally insert your dick in the reader.
Tell me about World War
III. You got a way to lie, V.
That's damn near sexual harassment.
It's a lot of niggas, V. I'm just telling
you. All right, so to have a war, you have to have a good portion of the world involved. I don't think anybody's going to really support the U.S. as, you know, they would have in the past, especially to jump behind Trump. They don't want to be associated with that.
He's
so the world war that we would possibly have would be U.S. going in to get slaughtered.
But who is behind Iran? I seen they because China and Russia did joint
Iran.
Military drills with Iran.
Listen, and they said U.S. was out of order.
We would lose like a motherfucker.
You got to think about
Where
it.
Are we?
U.S. got to slow the fuck down. Is
we
what
do.
You're saying.
We spend more time confiscating and watching everybody else's shit. Now this is the one moment that they have. So you feel me? Retaliate. They really wanted to.
Is U.S.
So I don't think we're gonna really press the issue.
Is U.S. the most powerful nation? Ain't nobody fucking with us, right? Ain't nobody fucking with us. So
if you really believe that,
ain't nobody fucking with us now.
It's not even on us. It's not even.
But if everybody's against us,
think about it.
Let me say that before you say that.
Owe somebody money, right?
That shit don't matter. The motherfuckers.
I hear what you're saying. Aren't you stressed up?
No.
I'm talking about your life.
To who?
Doing all
I mean,
that
I am. No, I am. No, I get what you're saying. I'm stressed out.
He's a porch nigga.
But you trying to get to the bigger
picture. Kids ain't eat yet.
But
you
trying to get to the bigger picture of us owing China.
Here comes the stress.
Owing China, bro. Like, we've been fucking over people
for
a minute.
Yeah, see, that's what it is. Not about owing China, because we don't give a fuck about owing China.
And then the face of the movement is like, the shit off on every single thing that they've ever done, because he'll bring it up.
I think that,
like, he'll be on Twitter telling somebody, then we whoop y'all ass already.
See, Trump gonna get us fucked up.
He is. America, right.
Like, come support some Trump like
gonna
that.
Get us. See, this is why this.
That.
Now, see,
I appreciate
this
that.
This is why
I just got the way I wanted to get you, bitch.
Live.
Can I say this? Can I say this?
Wait a minute. Is this a get you, bitch moment?
Can I say this before
you
start?
What you gotta say so I can get in there?
I wanna say this. Why I always say that. See, my criticism of Obama comes because he don't give a fuck about niggas, but not that he wasn't a good president. Because Obama being I ain't gonna get on that. But my criticism came because he don't give a fuck about niggas, but not because he wasn't a good president. He was a good president in the sense that on the world stage, he was making America better. He was greasing the wounds of motherfuckers wanting to fuck us up. Well, other motherfuckers might think you would be soft.
All the shit Bush
but
fucked up.
Trump coming in here like, fuck y'all niggas.
And that still go back to what I was saying, which, okay, so boom, full circle. Before
five
we get
niggas.
To the final thoughts. Thank you. Shout out to Gary. But see, here go the thing. Earlier,
the
Tank said, niggas benefit from American imperialism. That's what we heard, right? That's what we heard the cracker say, right?
It's not so it's not a widespread
the
broad. Don't make it a widespread broad
the
statement.
Super Porsche.
Wait, Porsche nigga. You said that earlier. Now you just said Trump ain't good at running this imperialism shit, and he's fucking it up for niggas, right?
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's one person, though.
So.
That's not the American
imperialism. But wait. So Obama. You just said was good for American imperialism.
Yeah,
evil.
And niggas
is good.
And niggas benefit from American imperialism.
So therefore, Obama was good for niggas. Wow!
I always been an Obama fan. My grandma.
I'm out, niggas.
Wait, Brittany, did you nut?
89
Did you bust a good one?
No,
you bring it up like, wow.
Somebody give me the mic.
Because you know why?
Nigga, give me a cigarette.
You know why, Brittany?
Give me a cigarette.
You know why? 89 episodes.
89.
To prove to this nigga
gotcha,
that
bitch.
Obama was good for niggas, you bitch.
Thank you. You did it yourself, Cedric.
You did it, Cedric.
Shut up, Cracker.
I'm not going to argue with this. Whatever.
When you're right.
You're right. You can't argue, nigga, with you when you're right.
Man, you're right. You're right.
You bitch. Bacon ass.
That being
niggas.
Said, niggas don't benefit from American imperialism.
Change don't draw. Oh, wait, is you win draw?
Well, no.
Right, because she was right about something.
You, I ain't never
said
that.
Back on me.
Yes! That is caught me.
Listen,
one time.
She hyped
too.
She
peaked. And guess
what? You got that
right there one time.
Hey, slam dunk.
We starting out 2020, nigga. Starting 2020 off right, nigga.
What
how about
I said,
that?
Though, I, you know, about proxy power earlier, that's proxy power. She would have never been able to come up with that shit the way I came up with that
wait
shit.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa.
That was good.
You wouldn't
have? Is that a backwards compliment? I'll take that as a compliment. I knew it was
meant to be. Ain't no backwards compliment. You coattail riding ass. Listen, before we get to final thoughts, I want to address what Vic said, too, because that's a whole nother episode that we might have to drill up, which is American power or whatever, right? You can't spend three-fourths of the American budget on guns and bullets and ships and then tell me we're going to look weak at any point. America outspends every other country by like $8 trillion and 800 times more. The next country that spends as much on military is Russia.
I like the.
And it's eight times more than what Russia spends.
I like to boil everything down back to.
How Russia going to beat us, though? Explain that to me.
I like to boil everything.
How sway?
I like to boil everything back down to reptilian shit. Because all of that shit sounds good when you're talking about you spending this and you spending that. Don't mean you can't get fucked up.
Here go my thing, though.
Did we get fucked up in Vietnam? How much more?
But wait.
My question.
Stop.
Yeah, one question.
Because I know how to combat the Vietnam argument. Go ahead.
My one question is, we had way more shit than Vietnam. Yes?
No.
We shouldn't have took
that. Okay. That's my point. Okay, so first of all, Vietnam started off as a proxy war. And then the Vietnam War was a proxy war by Russia. Which at the time was the Soviet Union, who had more money and more guns and more power than us.
No. Well, all right. Do you know what happens when you have a proxy war fighting people that's doing a real war? That's a real power. You can't do that shit. Don't matter. You have more than that motherfucker that's doing the proxy
shit. Saying, though. The proxy war.
Just because war, Russia can you explain the matter.
Wait, the can y'all explain to our listeners what the difference between proxy war is and a war?
Proxy war and a real war. A real war would be America straight up versus Iran. That is a war.
Gotcha.
A proxy war is America versus the Al-Qaeda. Or Al Qaeda versus Russia, which so both
America,
happened.
So America versus the Viet Cong.
Or in this, America, in this case, America versus the Viet Cong.
In this instance, America versus Viet Cong, who are being backed by Russia.
Russia.
But the difference is, it's not the full force of a whole fucking Russia. It's proxy. It's getting funding and weapons and stuff.
Two reasons why that war was a stalemate. Number one, we didn't get our ass kicked. It was a stalemate.
Yeah.
Two reasons. Number one, first reason.
Shouldn't even been that.
We shouldn't have been there to begin with.
First, right. Well, that was not that's a whole fight, different argument.
To be honest
first,
with you.
First reason is America was not going to use nukes. Or chemical weapons. They just wasn't going
to
do it.
Therefore,
okay, you're going over to somewhere to, like you say, now this goes into the second reason, which is like you said, we shouldn't been there. So you're going over into a space to fight someone in their space. And basically, you're fighting for anti-socialism or anti-communism or whatever, right? So in their space, they know their land. They know the lay. It's a jungle. We're not from the jungle.
Right.
We're from Madison, Wisconsin. Correct. That's where we're from. We're not from the jungle. So of course we're gonna be set up in that situation now.
Same thing today. But wait though. Same thing today would not be like Neo.
But wait though.
Fuck them
but
up.
Wait though. The difference is
without nukes.
Here's my thing. The difference between that and then and this one that's coming up now. We refuse to use chemical weapons and deadly force, Geneva Convention stuff. If we just, let's say, for example, we come into the forest and we just like, we just going to put some Agent Orange and like drop chemicals in this forest. Like we dropping mustard gas in the forest like they did in World War
One. Right.
Every Viet Cong running out the forest into an open field because mustard gas going to kill you or they going to stay in the forest and die. And we shopping them down. We didn't do
when
that.
When did Vietnam happen?
1968 to 1972.
When did World War II happen?
1941 to 1938 to 1944.
I'm watching World War II in color right now. The amount of force that was needed for little ass Japan and combating them and all of that shit.
Okay.
Vietnam had nowhere near.
Wait,
even with the proxy shit.
But wait though,
nowhere near the shit.
Again, those fronts, which is what I was going to get into about the war in Iran, which is why it wouldn't be the same. Those fronts were different. We ain't talking about in a jungle where niggas in trees with fucking leaves and shit on them.
Fuck.
We talking about open fields in France. Yeah.
What's it? No. I really got to look back and see.
And wait, one more thing with World War II. Remember, America didn't start. Like putting all of their money into the military until after World War II to become a superpower. Before World War II, America was just like, we just here, bro. Just don't fuck with us.
So now we're a superpower. They got all of these planes, but they can't just go through run all these because they got way more planes than Vietnam. Even with the Russia.
You can't see in the jungle.
Don't matter.
No.
And if they you drop a bomb,
through
them
and
trees
blow all that shit
because
up.
Here's the thing.
My point is,
them trees so damn big.
All that
bro,
money
shit
is other. My point is. No matter how much money and all that shit that you got, is other shit that comes into play.
Aha.
But I mean, 10-foot bunkers, bro.
Yeah, ain't nothing getting that.
Okay. I know. It's,
but wait,
that's what I'm saying.
But wait,
that's my point.
But guess what?
It's other shit that comes into play.
Vietnam is over. Vietnam is over. We'll never fight in the jungle again. And if we do, we've learned from Vietnam.
Yeah, but it's other issues now.
The Congo. We went into the Congo with Bill Clinton. And
who the fuck was in the Congo?
They was having their little civil war thing, and they was like, we need some help.
Who the fuck is that?
Wait,
I'm talking about China and Russia.
Listen what I'm telling you.
Let's stop acting like China and Russia is Viet
Cong. But listen what I'm telling you.
These motherfuckers will fuck
listen
us
what
up.
I'm telling you.
I don't care how much money we spend.
Listen what I'm telling you. That's not true.
That's all I want to say.
We go into the Congo jungle. We handled that shit in 2 days. 2 days. The same type of war.
Of course.
But wait, the same type of war 20 years before that. Took us damn near 8 years, right?
Yes.
But wait, okay.
Yes.
Now, so that's a jungle.
Yeah.
China,
right?
It's not a jungle. It's
no,
open
it's
fields.
Not. It's open fields.
Iran is a fucking dune. It's a sand dune.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and Russia is a cold ass field.
Right.
What do you think? We bombing the fuck out that shit.
What do you think they can do though?
They can't do shit. Cause let me tell you,
I think that arrogance gets you, motherfucker. I'm watching World War II right now.
But wait, you talk
World so War II. World War II. Listen, well, let me say. I know we got into this.
No, we're listening.
But let me say this.
We're soaking up knowledge.
It's so much war.
I'm watching.
Absolutely nothing. I'm going to listen to the Civil War podcast. Right? The number one thing that I notice is ignorance is always the downfall of motherfuckers. Because they always, ignorance and arrogance, they always think they can do this and they fall to that.
Okay. Here's why America.
You think America being mad?
America gonna win every war?
Pull your dick out.
Everybody in the room.
Wait a minute.
Give me your opinion.
If he pull it out, this whole room go dark.
Give me.
Well,
give
he's
me.
A Rogers. You got damn right.
But wait. Here's why America never's gonna lose a war ever again. Okay. When you look at what just happened, right? The third in command of Iran was murdered, right? How was he murdered? With a drone strike while he was in a car. We was like, that nigga in a car, shoot it now.
That's how
and we blew him up. That's what we did, right?
That's Iran, though.
We did that. To Iran, right. Who is the third nigga in command of America? Secretary of State. Is there any way that Nancy Pelosi is going to get a drone strike on her?
Absolutely not.
If we were in a position of war with another country or whatever, then they would take precautions so that she wouldn't. Iran wasn't in a state of they're going to kill me of this, so they didn't take the right precautions.
What I'm saying is this.
Fly Nancy the way she ain't supposed to be and see what happened.
We can blow any damn country up in 2 seconds.
What can China do?
They can't blow up any country in 2 seconds.
What can China do?
Are they defenseless? No, but they can.
If we wanted to go take over China, could we? No.
Yes.
If we wanted to go take over Russia, could we?
We can take over any country in the world. Don't get that twisted. Any country in the world.
All right. I don't even know.
So we can't take over any country?
No. You have no fucking mind.
I don't agree with that.
Who got the most nukes in the world?
It don't matter
who got the most. No. How do you take over a country?
It don't matter who got the most nukes. Power. Everybody has nukes. It don't matter who got the most choppers if everybody got choppers.
You gotta cut down.
Everybody got choppers. What it matter if you got more than me?
Listen, first of all, I feel like I'm real. This nigga in the earth now. That song in the background. But listen,
I feel like Lieutenant Dan.
We're not talking about choppers.
That was my favorite nigga.
I don't want to point out,
but you have to send them all at the same time.
No, you wouldn't. I just want to point this out.
What?
I want to point this out. We drop one, like you were saying about Japan and their fighting prowess, right?
Yeah.
We drop one nuclear bomb or atomic bomb. It's the same thing. We drop one nuclear bomb on Japan. They was ready to quit. We dropped two just for good measure or whatever,
and
right?
Make sure we got the roaches.
And they whole people gave up.
Surrender.
Fuck that. It's real deal deadly.
Right.
If America was like, alright, like we added with Russia or Beijing or both. Mm-hmm. And we send one to Moscow, one to Beijing. They're done, bro.
What's stopping motherfuckers from bombing us though? Because nobody can bomb us.
Right?
Why?
Nobody can bomb us.
That's why I want to know. What's stopping?
I'm trying to tell you. Shut the fuck up.
Because the Iranian guy, the guy from Iran was just like, okay,
shut the fuck up.
Because if you bomb Russia, what do you think China's gonna do?
First thing I want to say is we have Star Wars. They don't have that. That's number one.
Explain to the people what that is.
If you don't know what Star Wars is, it's a missile defense
system. It's a series.
You think that China and Russia don't have missile defense?
They don't have Star Wars. I guarantee they don't.
But it don't matter what they got. They have a missile defense system.
It don't matter.
So it's not a guarantee.
No. First of all,
it don't matter if it's not a good. It'll work.
First of all, no, it doesn't.
All right.
Look it up.
Russia's
missile defense system is subpar compared to America's. We can shoot missiles to them because we have low trajectory missiles. And matter of fact, that's a good point too. Okay, arming a nuclear warhead is crazy. Number one, you got to put it on a missile, and then your missile has to be strong or powerful enough to get it to somewhere. Okay, that's why North Korea, the farthest they can shoot a missile is fucking Philippines. We seen that earlier this year with the Trump.
You really got to go back and watch this World War II shit.
Okay, I'm gonna, that's World War II. They ain't have nuclear missiles.
No, my point is, so much shit that niggas think they know that they don't know.
The people on Facebook Live can't hear us, by the way. Go ahead.
But listen, what I'm saying.
What's wrong with them?
Oh, it's all right. We about to end the show. Listen, fuck them niggas. Listen, low trajectory missiles are like badass shit that can't be stopped. Star Wars stops high trajectory missiles. Okay, no country in the world has low trajectory missiles.
What's preventing them from getting
except
it?
Except for America.
Who told you that?
Well, what's preventing them from getting
the technology to develop?
Who told you that?
The fucking history. You can look it up.
Who told you that? How do you know that?
Because okay,
I ain't going over that. I don't know what the fuck these Russians got. We in America,
but look,
you don't know what the fuck them Russian and Chinese got.
Okay, but here's the thing:
what are you talking about?
We know about the Tsar Bomba. Right,
mm-hmm.
And we know about all they of the fat, whatever the dead man or whatever that bomb they just tested. The reason why is you have to test shit for it to work.
Correct.
So
correct.
If you had a low trajectory missile, we'll see you testing a low trajectory missile. Nobody in the history of the world.
Wait, you
has
said
ever
low trajectory missile can't be? Can, you said it can't be detected?
No. I said it can't be stopped.
Yeah,
not by no defense system. The reason why Star Wars worked is because a high trajectory missile goes into space, it goes up, it waits for the Earth to spin, basically, and comes down where the fuck it's supposed to be on target or whatever. Star Wars works by, oh, it's something in space that's fucking, why is this rocket in space?
Let me shoot this
low
shit
trajectory
down.
Missiles are like trying to track an airplane, and then you got to catch it.
So you can't.
That's that Charlie Angel shit.
Yeah.
So over Chinese airfield, we could track everything that's low trajectory.
We can track, bro, we can track a lot of shit.
Can we track everything in the local trajectory over Chinese airfield?
We can track a lot of shit,
bro. Come on,
bro.
Man. We don't know everything. That's what I'm saying.
You think so?
This is what happens with war.
They found
every time with war, niggas think they know everything.
We're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up after this.
Yeah, we're going to.
This might be an after show situation.
I just want to point out for Bruh Nation and everybody out there.
Okay.
First of all, you can find Brother Nation on Twitter.
Say it loud. Say it with your
Facebook,
chest, boy, like you got some
and
nuts.
Anywhere else that you find podcasts. But
big ones.
I want to point out for everybody that say, oh, we ain't going to be able to track what's going on in China and Russia. We don't know what they got. We found a nigga in a car after he got off the plane in Baghdad where this we don't even have shit there.
That's in Baghdad. That ain't in China.
We got shit.
We don't know
but
what
we
don't.
Shit.
We don't know what the fuck going on in North Korea.
We found a nigga in the car.
We don't know what's going on in North Korea.
We found a nigga in the car and blew the nigga up in the car.
That's Baghdad.
And that's it.
But you gotta understand, they only want us.
We
to
got
know
people for
what
that.
Y'all, they want us to know.
Right?
Yes. It's Baghdad. That's not North Korea.
What I know.
What's
though,
going on in North Korea?
Listen,
we got
America don't know what the fuck going on.
But we can find a nigga in the car. But we can
in Baghdad, yes. You can find the old dirty ass Arab.
We can find
doing whatever the fuck.
We can find a nigga who
only if it's a target.
Even in society, it takes a nigga to kill another nigga.
We can find a nigga who jumped his bail for stealing from Walmart.
I mean,
but we
is
it
real? Big, it's real. It's real easy.
They got the plug on the man's move.
It's real. Yeah, it's real easy to find a shit in Baghdad, but not in North Korea.
All right, America, we.
North Korea is the extreme. All of you use North Korea for it and say you don't know everything a nigga doing in China.
My thing with American power is this: American military power. Either we got it all or we don't. That's all I gotta say. Because the reason why I say that, if you're outspending another country by 8 times military, and you don't got it, then I don't know what to tell you. So either you can do it. Or you can't.
I don't know what.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if you're outspending somebody by 8 times, and 8 times adds up to about $63 trillion.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
If you have, if you have, all I'm saying, if you, the next country, this is compared to the next country.
Yeah,
if you have 15,000 more jets, if you have 800 more ships, if you have 17,000 whatever more trained troops,
mm-hmm.
and you still lose, we got a problem. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Because I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But listen, if I got 12 niggas
that's
with
the
choppers,
same thing they said for
five
Vietnam.
Niggas, boom.
Boom. If I got
it's
12.
It's the exact same thing they said for Vietnam.
If
we
I got
12 with shit.
Niggas
final
with choppers,
choppers, come on.
And Gary got five niggas, boom.
Both.
Who's more
five
trained?
Colt 45. I'm
no,
winning.
These ain't niggas with Trump. You got
them niggas ain't
okay,
Trump.
No, well, let me say this
if
is different.
Nobody fucking with Trump. Everybody in other countries decide to come together and fuck us up. Then what?
It's a 1,000 niggas with choppers and then this 200 trained motherfuckers with choppers.
But we're trained.
Or whatever.
We're more trained. America's the most, that's my thing about the money. They're the most trained army in the world.
Says us.
No, ain't no says
it us. It is says us. Who else says it?
China don't even train their people.
What, who like, says that we're the most trained?
But China's like.
Who says we're the most trained?
Bro.
Where do we get this from?
The movie Mulan taught me that they do train. Know. The movie Mulan by Disney did teach me that they do train. They do train their army.
The only reason we say we're the most trained is because America says we're the most trained.
I.
How do you know we're more trained than Russian militia?
Because other countries.
To business.
Hey, can we get to defeat.
I just want to point
the out. The Huns.
First of all, I'm a Hun. I'm with the Huns. Fuck that Mulan.
I'm a Hun myself. I love
Attila
the
was a nigga.
That's right.
Okay.
He was kind of fine for a Disney cartoon.
He was white, wasn't he?
No, he was a big, the big thick gray nigga. He was fine.
Or purple skin.
Okay, stop.
That's a black motherfucker.
So why is it that Disney draw niggas black and gray or purple?
Because they stupid. Because
Attila the Hun is a nigga.
Let me live my dream right now.
Philippines.
We were saying the thing about Philippines.
Well, bro, Philippines listen. Is nigga Asian.
Bro, listen, podcast. Episode
point exactly.
Yeah. 89.
In the books.
AKA
what happened was.
First
we're gonna
episode.
Wait, we're going to wait till we get to episode 90 because that's an even number. That's when we'll start doing good shows.
Well, this was a good show.
This was actually pretty. It was actually very informative.
Tank, final thought.
Final thoughts. What's the first thing? The age limit for the
we spent like 5 minutes on
we
that.
We spent like 2 seconds on
that. Shit wasn't important. We all over the age of 18.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we old niggas. Don't nobody give a fuck
motherfucker.
About that. And then the young niggas that want to smoke up, they know what the fuck to do. All this affecting is them bougie suburban motherfuckers.
How dare they?
Why I can't get
my dad's gonna sue the shit out of you, bro.
Yeah, and all that shit or whatever. And the other thing about the Trump and World War, look, everybody just calm down. And wait to see what happens. I don't know if it's gonna be World War III. We'll see. Yeah, there ain't gonna be no draft, nigga. I ain't going. Mm-hmm. Vic gonna be in motherfucking Navy SEAL shit.
I mean,
with the scope on and in the jungle and shit. Looking
give me
for,
a shovel. I can desert. Dig it.
God damn it.
Yeah. Good final thought, cuz. They gonna say before I get your final thought, Bray. It's gonna be like, this man is a national hero. He killed the Amin of Iran. This troop rejoined the military after serving shortly in the Navy and felt the urge to join back up when World War III broke out. Here we are live with him. His name is Grayson Jones. And then you go to him, you're like, nigga, that's Vic. It's like, I thought that nigga name was Vic.
Right.
And he's like, well, you know. What happened was,
this motherfucking born identity.
Swooped down on it. Yeah.
Born identity.
I swooped down on that nigga like a fucking
I'm
condor.
Head out.
Brittany, final thoughts.
Final thought. First final thought of 2020, niggas. We made it. Fuck 2019. And shit was a terrible year. Final thought. Actually, my final thought doesn't have to do with the show. It has to do with something I heard around the proverbial water cooler at work. Niggas, if y'all don't know what the fuck y'all talking about when it comes down to politics, either educate yourselves or shut the fuck up. Don't in one breath say that, oh, well, Trump is about, we about to have another government shutdown. Well, literally, that shit is not about to happen. Don't go out here and be like, oh, well, it's going to be a draft because we about to enter a war when we don't know if that shit's going to happen. And furthermore, don't sit up here and say, well, the reason why Trump is in office because we didn't vote. But guess what? That shit don't matter no way, niggas. Because guess what? Motherfuckers hear you and that people like you are the reason why motherfuckers are not going out here voting because they're influenced by their fucking friends. So guess what? If you're not going to take the time to educate yourself on your smartphone that you're utilizing to look at ass pictures and all that other shit,
shout
shut
out
the fuck
ass
up.
Pictures.
And love ass pictures. Also, in 2020, niggas, bitches, we need to, inflation is a motherfucker. Y'all need to go up on y'all price on pussy. It's no longer $40. Y'all need to at least raise that shit by $5. My final thought, shut the fuck up. You need to raise that shit by $5. Other than that, and the last thing, and the last thing, if we can get a reality TV star to be our goddamn president, is no way in the world that you don't think your bitch got a side, nigga. Other than that, all 2020 fuck bitches getting money. We trying to fuck every dude in the world. We out.
I want
to
say the reason
and
why the reason why pussy ain't never gonna go up more than $40 because bitches is slimy and they always gonna undercut the next bitch. So this the flat ratio, the flat average is always
well, going to this bitch is $50. I can get you for the 45.
That you know, you're going to undercut another bitch.
Yeah, that's true. I also want to point out
you
that.
You go to that janky bitch if you want to.
Brittany said she wants to fuck every nigga in the world.
Weezy.
She wants to fuck every nigga in the world.
Weezy.
I just want to point that out. Weezy. Reba.
Not every nigga, Brittany.
Majority of the motherfuckers that got big penises.
You don't care about big.
Ho is life. 2020.
Ho is life. Listen. 2020. Hashtag.
Ho well.
Ho well.
All you average dick niggas, Brittany will take that too.
I don't know.
You gotta know what you're doing.
You gotta know what you're doing, nigga. If you're average dick, you gotta know what you're doing. But if you got big dicks, I'm all for it.
Why y'all listening to this show?
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Reva.
Oh, the Cast and Couch podcast coming soon.
Okay. It's coming up. Reva, good job.
You was much for having
definitely
me.
Funny, loud, and boisterous.
I appreciate
plug your shit.
Plug your shit.
And then do your final thought.
Reva K comedian. Reva K comedy hashtag. I am the one they call Reva K on Facebook. Check yourself for you. Rake yourself _ in between on Instagram. My final thought, it really has nothing to do with the topics.
Don't
but
have to.
Listen, always learn how to put your people in a position they can play. Do not get mad if your pitcher can't throw. Put them in the catcher. It's okay.
That's deep.
I like that shit. That shit's right.
Life is good. 2020 is here. Fuck cancer.
What you
recipes, Jonata Richardson. And I'm out.
What you got coming up tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I have a show tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Onyx. I'm opening for the Mario Tony.
Tomorrow is for the niggas on the live stream. Everybody that's on Facebook live stream. Tomorrow, Onyx, if you in Jacksonville.
You going to be there?
What time?
8 p.m.
I don't know. When
the last time a nigga got shot at Onyx?
It was not at Onyx. It was down the alley around there at the flea market.
So basically, like 2 weeks ago.
But that's when that's when it was Skyline. It's Onyx
it
now.
It was right by Christmas, right before Christmas.
Oh damn.
It's all good. I might go, but I might be
this
place,
is a ticketed place. It's $15 per ticket. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Reed? Okay, I might have to buy one, get one for you. Hit me up. Inbox me, whores.
That's what's up.
Listen, I was watching Mario the other day. It was a man. He had three hoes talking about that with his daddy. He say, ho, ho, ho. And I ain't your Santa Claus because there was three of them. I thought it was the funniest shit ever.
That's fucking dope. I want to say, your Giannis don't die. Shout out to Reva for coming on the show.
Told us a bad dick.
And we appreciate that. Y'all check her out. Make sure y'all check her out, man. I know y'all niggas like to laugh. Stand-up comedy is hard.
Yes.
And I know y'all niggas support female comedians because y'all damn sure ain't support me when I told y'all to come to my shit, you cunts. But.
Ain't telling me about shit.
Yeah. I'm going to come cool. to the next one. I don't like when y'all come. Y'all make me nervous. Plus, all my material is about y'all. So I don't want my family showing up. And I'd be like, let me tell you about my white-ass cousin. Motherfucking libertarian dick sucker. They'd be like,
that shit. Yeah, you right. Because I might have to come up and say, this nigga ain't shit. Let me tell you about him.
I used to call everybody that. This cocksucking son of a bitch.
When we was 25, he fucked the 12-year-old.
See, that's crazy. See, that's crazy.
I'm gonna make up
that cocksucker, that's a jive nigga there. I know a jive nigga. I'm
gonna just make up shit.
See, that's crazy.
I seen him.
That's why.
By the way, this is the most girliest flask I've ever seen in my entire life. This shit is beautiful.
Shout out to Reba, alcoholic grandmama.
For the cute girl class.
She's an alcoholic granddaughter.
This is so classy. I love this.
Final thought, cuz.
My final thought is 2020. And this show is not no better. But we own it.
We own it.
Media. Damn, that was loud clap.
I gotta get some claps.
I don't know, y'all. World War III come, I embrace it. That's my final thought. I'm with it. I'm ready for this shit again. I want all this shit to blow up. Yeah. Send a comment.
What?
Fuck it. Ladies, if you want to get some dick before the World War start, please inbox me at Brothers Podcast.
No, please inbox Anthony at his personal please
if
email.
If you have bumps, please say messages addressed to Tank.
If you have what?
Oh, somebody FaceTiming me during the podcast because that's my life right now.
That nigga said, if you have what? Bumps.
This nigga said, bump, razor bumps or.
I don't know. I'll let Tate inspect them. He's the bump inspector. You. Look, I really don't have a final thought. Dead ass. If it's World War III, I embrace it. I think the earth need to be cleansed. So do that shit.
Every day.
Oh, bro, listen, including in the year 2020, new decade. We embrace Black History. Black History 365, 24/9. We grind. We give you a nigga so you niggas can research niggas. Tank, give I me like a nigga. That,
sir. Just think about it. I appreciate it. I've been listening to this awesome Civil War podcast. Mm-hmm, she got like 300 episodes, and they really going.
Civil War is a very complicated
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ! It's so good.
It was about what? What was the Civil War about? What started it?
The secession started because of slavery.
That's all I needed. Go ahead and continue.
And the war started because of secession.
Yeah, go ahead and continue.
So person is Dred Scott. The Dred Scott case. Yes, Dred Scott. The whole motherfucking case. And what we really need to read is Supreme Court Justice Taney, his whole
disposition
mm-hmm. of the shit. It'll fuck y'all niggas up because I think this is how crackers really Civil think today.
A Dred Scott case. Dred Scott.
Yeah, you into this shit. Yeah. Justice Supreme Court Justice Taney was the motherfucker who gave out a ruling verdict. Read his disposition.
On why his Dred final Scott, disposition. Why did he rule the way he did? I've actually did this. I deplore you niggas to do it. Or as an implore. I implore you niggas to do
there
it.
There you go.
Deplore is not. Okay, Brittany, give me a nigga.
Nigga. So I'm actually giving you a movie I just went to go see yesterday, Queen and Slim. I think you guys need to watch it from the symbolism that it represents. I feel like it represents every nigga that you possibly would know in your entire life, from the cool nigga all the way down to the righteous nigga. I actually like the story. That, and then also a real nigga.
They had a thug nigga in that bit.
They did. That's the one that sold out. But anyway, look up Nina Simone.
Hey, I don't know if you got somebody, Reva, but you want to give these niggas a nigga to research?
So, well, almost maybe.
Research Reva K.
Reva K. She is a Black comedian. Research her.
Yes.
Wait. For real though.
What the fuck I'm gonna find on Reva K?
She said myself, nigga.
You might find something. The pound for pound winner. Listen.
So his videos.
Let's see.
Dance only page.
I think he's saying it's your pound for pound on X videos.
Yes, it's your pound.
If it is, please let me know.
Pound for pound.
No, I know that kind of video.
I'll do some research. Go ahead on, dog.
I want to shout out my father, as a matter of fact. He was a Black Panther. He is made me who I am today.
God damn it.
You know what I'm saying? Even though he was from Gary, Indiana, who knew Joe Jackson, Robert Kimbrough.
We're saying that's the royalty right
now. You should have said it earlier on the podcast.
Yes, he did a lot.
We apologize, my cream.
I don't know if y'all ever heard of the Martin Luther King breakfast they have every year in Jacksonville. But
where they get all the Black niggas from every job.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Kimbrough. He was the founder of that. He died in the year 2000, August the 2nd, to be exact. But, you know, his legacy goes on forever. He was a nice mentor for Black young men in the Paxton area. He was a baseball coach, and I owe it all to him. So,
somebody. Damn. Gave a nigga that's they family member.
Okay.
And it's a real nigga to research.
A real nigga.
2020 on the Bigfoot. Cause niggas be like, my daddy.
It brought it all back.
Yeah, nigga.
Right.
Nigga be like, my daddy. And then be like, who's your daddy? I don't know.
The crackhead on Myrtle.
Yeah.
Doing all the kung fu fighting.
The real ass
nigga. The nigga that founded the 50 Cent Wing place.
Toys R Us in 91. I'm gonna go with what Tank was saying and how we was talking about Frederick Douglass and all that stuff and Harriet Tubman or whatever. I'm gonna actually tell you niggas to look up a thing, which is the Underground Railroad. I think a lot of you niggas think it's a train, so that's hilarious.
In 2020, niggas should not still think that shit is from the 20s.
You want
like, listen.
You better ask Portia Williams.
Take a bet. So the Underground Railroad, look up what that was. Look up what it meant. And it was more people who did things on the Underground Railroad outside of Harriet Tubman. So yeah. Anywho, y'all, listen, I want the show to be better. Reba, you did a good job. You didn't break it down.
Thank you, Reba, for coming.
Thank
you for coming, Reba. Definitely, you are more than welcome to come back anytime.
I will come.
some. Let me know. I like this shit. This shit is cool.
And Jack's gonna link, and we're gonna do some stand up.
And Jack's gonna shoot.
I'm gonna talk to A Train.
And Jack's gonna shoot.
I got a new open competition coming up.
Oh yeah, I don't like competition because I ain't funny.
All you gotta do is focus on you.
And then Jack's gonna shoot a shot in your inbox later on.
Probably right.
Probably right. Oh, last thing. Can I shout out Kendra? Them boots are everything, honey. Shout out to Kendra's boots.
Shout out to Kendra and the gang.
Like them shits. Listen.
What up? Oh yeah! Shout out to Cornelius J Photography and Brian in the gantry.
Oh, you
the
thing I need to hear for
new,
the
yeah, shot. New year, new me for Brian because he got his haircut and everything.
Business call.
Y'all, I have no idea how this pod was an hour and 28 minutes.
Because y'all went on y'all rant.
It
I'm
happened.
Gonna get up now.
How long
so,
to
but we
an
gonna
hour.
Do, we oh, yeah, we gonna do better though. We gonna do better.
28 minutes ago.
That being said though. As I say every week, all power to the people. Peace.
You a hater, hater bear.